music is love and unification. It's not about hate and discrimination. We need love and we need tolerance. Reggae artists and kids need to have a balance. Love and we need tolerance. From here to bigotry, we need deliverance. We need love and we need tolerance. Reggae artists and kids need to have a balance. We need love and we need tolerance. From here to bigotry, we need deliverance. A lot of reggae artists, them are hypocrites. Music them sing, it is not fit. Bashing gay people, forget our credit. Talk about righteousness, that is a myth. Murder from them out, and that them a speak out. Killing gay people and lining their pocket. Yes, need to take a stand and stop their profit. Get up and protest the murder music. We need love and we need tolerance.
And good evening and welcome to Outbeat Music. I'm Michaela Kennan, and tonight we are looking ahead to Pride and for what it means to stand up, stand out, and be proud of who we are as a people and as a united community. Stay tuned. It's an encore presentation of Outbeat Music. You won't want to miss this one.
Every day me get up, this is my wish. Who's ever seen it should be punished. Why reggae artists of this practice? If a girl a lesbian, them call her fish. Like the gay community, at them playground, using them music to beat them down. Reggae artists, or better take a look around. Gays that take a stand, them tired we get down. We need love. Before and after, after and before, love and unity used to come through the door. Now all we are here, in case of today, boom, bye, bye, in a game on it. Murder music need to stop, it need to cease, like meat in a freezer, it need to freeze. Leave girls alone, I stop by that name. Remember that a game on can be your best friend. We need love. We need tolerance. Reggae artists and kids need to have a balance. Love, we need tolerance. From here to bigotry, we need deliverance. We need love, we need tolerance. Reggae artists and kids need to have a balance. We need love, we need tolerance. From here to bigotry, we need deliverance. When you are gay, you get stereotyped. No matter if you're brown, black or you're white. Reggae artists, you start to forget to hide. Bashing you with music, that is not right. The two communities, cool like a fridge. Reggae artists and gays, live fat and rich. I just war, 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 they don't have no knowledge. We need to break down the wall and build up some bridge. We need love and we need tolerance. Love, we need tolerance. From here to bigotry, we need deliverance. We need love, we need tolerance. Reggae artists and kids need to have a balance. We need love, we need tolerance. From here to bigotry, we need deliverance.
And welcome back to Outbeat Music. I'm Michaela Kennan, flying solo tonight here in Studio A, sending a big shout out to my engineer, Mary Moore Campagna, who is celebrating her big birthday weekend this evening with family and friends. Happy birthday, my friend, from all of us here at KRCB. You are tuned into us here at Outbeat Radio on KRCB FM. Remember, we are your first and foremost voice of the LGBT community right here in the North Bay. Let's get started with Greg Moralia and the Outbeat News.
I have found Outbeat Radio News, your source for LGBT news from the North Bay and beyond.
Good evening, this is Greg Moralia with your Outbeat Radio News for this Sunday, March 12, 2013. According to a new report from the National Surveys of Family Growth, gay and bisexual men reported fewer partners in the previous year in a survey conducted between 2006 and 2010 compared to the one conducted in 2002. According to the report, for men under 24, the number of male sexual partners in the previous year fell significantly from 2.9 to 2.3. For men 35 to 44, the number of partners fell from 3 to 2.2. Among the other revelations found in the data, in 2002, 57% of the men had not used a condom the last time they had anal sex, compared to 58% in 2006 and 2010. Meanwhile, the proportion of those surveyed who also had sex with women decreased from 38% to 25%. Condom use among this group also dropped. The researchers commented on the fact that HIV prevalence and the incidence of sexually transmitted infections increased in gay men during a period when numbers of partners and some other sexual risk behaviors were falling. The researchers speculate that this may be due to network factors, factors about partners that are not captured by the individual risk behavior focus of the studies. For instance, some studies have found that African American men tend to restrict sex partners to their own ethnicity and are also more likely to have sex with men a number of years older or younger than themselves. Both of these would tend to concentrate HIV infection within the African American community. And in Pennsylvania, a transgender student is fighting his school district's decision to use his former name given to him at birth at his graduation ceremony. Administrators at Red Lion Area School District told Isaac Wolf that his assumed name would not be read to the audience as he crosses the stage to receive his diploma. Instead, his given female name would be read. Wolf will be allowed to wear a black cap and gown, which is designated for boys in his school, while girls must wear a yellow cap and gown. Wolf previously fought with administrators when he attempted to run for prom king. Instead, his principal placed a female birth name on the column for prom queen. This according to the American Civil Liberties Union. Wolf said, quote, "I'm really disappointed that the school district doesn't want to do anything to protect transgender students. I want to make sure that future transgender students are not humiliated and disrespected as I was." And earlier this week, Delaware became the 11th state to pass marriage equality legislation, following Rhode Island just the week before. According to 2012 U.S. Census data, a 2012 Gallup poll, and a study from UCLA's William Institute, there are now 1,974,050 LGBT people who live in a state where the freedom to marry is available to everyone. There are now 15 countries around the world that provide an equal right to marry. Meanwhile, here in California, we continue to wait for word from the U.S. Supreme Court about Proposition 8, which currently prevents same-sex couples from marrying the person they love. A decision is expected in June. Now, here's your calendar of events for the coming week. On Monday, May 13th, and every Monday at 5:30 p.m., the Petaluma Health Center will host an LGBTQ support group at 1179 North McDowell Boulevard in Petaluma. And on Tuesday, May 14th at 6:30 p.m., the Transgender North Bay Group will meet at the Positive Images Center, 312 Chin Street. And on Thursday, May 14th from 7 to 9 p.m., Positive Images Youth Support Group will take place at Santa Rosa High School, 1235 Mendocino Avenue. And finally, Sonoma County Pride is just a few weeks away. Pride 2013 begins on Saturday, June 1st with Pride Comedy Night featuring Justin Lucas and Regina Stoops. Tickets are now available at wellsfargocenterarts.org. And then Sonoma County Pride continues the next day, June 2nd, in Guerneville, with the annual Pride Parade down Main Street starting at 11 a.m. The festival follows immediately after the parade at the Guerneville Lodge. There'll be live music, activities for family and kids, and plenty of food and drink. You can learn more about this year's festivities at sonomacountypride.org. And, of course, be sure to stop by the Outbeat Radio booth. We'll be there taping our Live at Pride radio show and would love to have you join us on the air. And we have all of your 2013 Pride Celebration information for Sonoma, Napa, and San Francisco available to you all in one place. Just go to our website at outbeatnews.com. If you have news or an event you'd like to share with our listeners, tell us about it by going to our own website at outbeatnews.com and follow us all week long on Facebook and Twitter for the latest LGBT news and information from here in the North Bay and beyond. For Gary Carnevale, I'm Greg Moralia. Now back to Outbeat Music with Michaela Kennan.
Your opinion is yours and mine is mine. I respect your opinion, so please respect mine. No, it's a sign of the time. I'm who I am, only better understand. Never follow on no one but here, man. I am who I am, only better understand. Never follow on no one sing your song. I am who I am, only better understand. Never follow on no one but here, man. I'm who I am, only better understand. Never follow on no one sing your song. Me no walk in a posse, me no walk in a gang. Not because I'm a Jamaican. Me feel it cold from gears and sing it song. Me have me one of mine, me have me one of will. Me no want nobody tell me, claim me must kill. Me me go na bigger man and me a tell them no fi chill. We can have a conversation but me not change me mind. Your opinion is yours and mine is mine. I'm who I am, only better understand. Never follow on no one but here, man. I am who I am, only better understand. Never follow on no one sing it song. I am who I am, only better understand. Never follow on no one but here, man. I'm who I am, only better understand. Never follow on no one sing it song. It's about time somebody taught the truth. And if they cut down the tree and destroy the roots, stop behave like bully and go on like brute. Who no can beat me up and squash me like fruit. Come and now shout out, kill the man. Them close them mind, look how them respond. Them say that me gay and I call me chichi man. Say shot me forget me defend gay man. I'm who I am, only better understand. Never follow on no one but here, man. I am who I am, only better understand. Never follow on no one sing it song. I am who I am, only better understand. Never follow on no one but here, man. I'm who I am, only better understand. Never follow on no one sing it song. Oh, me fi sit down and lie to myself. Close up my mind like back up myself. Eating and gear, me know it not right. To me talk the truth, me start get a fight. Some say gunshot, I gun ya me eyesight. Them rather hear war, no to unite. Me no really get the truth, it's an offense. That's the reason why them attack violence. I'm who I am, only better understand. Never follow on no one but here, man. I am who I am, only better understand. Never follow on no one sing it song. I am who I am, only better understand. Never follow on no one but here, man. I'm who I am, only better understand. Never follow on no one sing it song. Me never do right, we get a boss. Right to talk the truth, that's why them a fuss. Know that them know. Game is up, kids are fight back, them get nervous. Mr. Major P come, and him trying to fight. Put out them tune and try and kill civil rights. Now the world are respond, and things look bright. More powers to kids with the truth, them right. I'm who I am, only better understand. Never follow on no one but here, man. I am who I am, only better understand. Never follow on no one sing it song. I am who I am, only better understand. Never follow on no one but here, man. I'm who I am, only better understand. Never follow on no one sing it song.
And welcome back to Outbeat Music. I'm Michaela Kennan. Our program tonight features an encore presentation of a show which originally aired 1 year ago this month, and it is our kickoff to June as Pride Month and celebrations happening all over the world honoring diversity, equality, and the fundamental right to be oneself. Our guest interview is with Mr. Major P. He is the internationally known reggae artist, performer, activist, and big-time friend of the LGBT community. We've heard two selections from his latest CD, Tolerance, the first Love and Tolerance, and now I Am Who I Am. Our original interview did air on May 13th, 2012. Let's go to that right now.
Your opinion is yours and mine is mine. I respect your opinion, so please respect mine. No, it's a sign of the time. I'm who I am, only better understand. Never follow who no one but hear man. I am who I am, only better understand. Never follow who no one sing your song. I am who I am, only better understand. Never follow who no one but hear man. Me no walk in a posse, me no walk in a gang. Not because I'm a Jamaican. Me feel like out from gears and sing eight song. Me have me one a mind, me have me one a will. Me no want nobody tell me, claim me must kill. Me mo go na bigger man and me a tell them no fe chill. We can have a conversation but me not change me mind. Your opinion is yours and mine is mine. I'm who I am, only better understand. It's about time somebody talk the truth. And if they cut down the tree and destroy the roots, stop behave like bully and go on like brute. Oh, no, can't beat me up and squash me like fruit. Come and now shout out, kill gay man. Them close them mind, look how they respond. Them say that me gay and I call me chichi man. Say shot me forget me the pain gay man. I'm who I am, only better understand. Never follow no one but gay man. I am on a better understand. Nago Bala Bono was in your song. I am who I am on a better understand. Nago Bala Bono one was here, man. I'm who I am on a better understand. Nago Bala Bono was in your song. Oh, me busy down and lie to myself. Close up my mind like my cup and shelf. Eating and beer, me know it's not right. To me talk the truth, me start get a fight. Some say gunshot, I gun ya me eyesight. Them rather hear war, no to unite. Me no really get the truth, it's an offense. That's the reason why them attack violence. I'm who I am, only better understand. Never follow who no one but gay man. I am who I am, only better understand.
And welcome back. I'm Michaela Kennan, and you're listening to the reggae sounds of Mr. Major P. Both of the tracks you just heard, Love and Tolerance and I Am Who I Am, those from his latest CD release entitled Tolerance. Mr. Major P is an internationally acclaimed musician, composer, and now activist for gay rights and tolerance through his music as a reggae performer. He was born in Kingston, Jamaica. At an early age, moved with his family to Canada, where he claimed his passion as a musical artist. He later went on to become a 10-time nominee for the Canadian Reggae Music Awards and a 4-time winner, including Entertainer of the Year. Mr. Major P is the first ever reggae artist to release music specifically addressing the issues of homophobia and supportive of the LGBT community and experience. Mr. Major P and Tyrone, welcome to the Outbeat Music Studio. Sure.
Thank you.
Very, very glad to have you with us. Mr. P describes himself, he's described as a maverick of reggae. He describes himself as a well-rounded entertainer and actor and a very polite and humble Rasta man. And I can attest to that.
Thank you.
Just a pleasure to have you and Tyrone as well. Tyrone is a promoter. He is also an artist. He is also one of the stars in a number of the videos that have been put out by Mr. P. So let's talk about, just more or less jumping right in, why are these issues important to you?
Why these issues are very important to me, because growing up in Jamaica, my community used to be very homophobic. I've witnessed a gay person getting assaulted in Jamaica, and it wasn't nice. So after I migrated from Jamaica and I came to Canada, I had gay friends in Canada. Then when I came to America, I had closer gay friends, and I realized that what they were talking about in Jamaica, what they taught us in Jamaica in the music and sometimes in the churches, it was not right. So me having gay friends, I realized that they are just the same as me. Gay, straight, it doesn't matter. They are just the same as me, and I realized I've been lied to all these years. And I was tired of the bigotry, the discrimination, and the hate against gays. And I couldn't stand for it no more, so I said I had to do something. So I said, let me go out and do what I have to do. Let me voice my opinion. Let me be me, because I am who I am. And I knew when I did this, I got a lot of death threats. I got alienated from the reggae community. They started telling me that I am not Jamaican because I'm defending gays. I've been told not to come back to Jamaica. But that still doesn't stop me from going to Jamaica or speaking and telling people the truth about what's going on in the gay community, because gays are just like you and me.
Absolutely.
There is no different.
Absolutely. Let's play a little track. In 2010, you put out a release called Rights. Let's play a little bit of that.
You is a big man at 34 having sex with 10-year-old and 11 and 12-year-old boys. We are going to be against that.
Yo, King of Dancehall, listen this.
Suffice it to say that you then were the first reggae artist to specifically come out and address these concerns publicly.
Uh-huh.
Why was that significant? I think you've somewhat answered that, but you took a big step, and it was significant in the sense that so much hatred is directed at the gay community that you really, really did make an impressive step.
Uh-huh. And then plus, one of the reasons also, some of these reggae artists from Jamaica, they are very hypocritical, because they go to Europe and they come to Canada and they come to the United States of America. And sometimes, 95% of the time, the promoters who are keeping the shows, sometimes they are gay. And these reggae artists, they come, they take the money, and then they pretend, then they go back to Jamaica and they spread this false accusation and claim that they're not doing this and they're not doing that, and then it's caused this confusion in the community that people start seeing this, because a lot of people in Jamaica, they have never ever met a gay person. It's just word of mouth, and we need people to be aware that this is going on. There's too much hypocrisy going on in reggae music, and it needs to stop.
Tyrone, talk to us a little bit about reggae music as just a genre. What it tries to convey, who sings it, who's attracted to it.
Okay. Reggae music. Can I? Mm-hmm. Okay. Reggae music is West Indian, Caribbean, more, it's more hip than what you would say a traditional calypso and other Caribbean genres of music. And it's very popular in America. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people like to go out and, you know, reggae dance the night away, you know. And for the most part, when reggae hit our shores, of course, by way of Bob Marley, it was love and unity and that what the vibe of reggae music was, and that it's still the vibe of reggae music. But over the years, there's been what you would call subgenres of reggae that kind of branched off. Now you have dance hall, which is more like it would be to reggae what dance hall is to reggae what, say, hip hop is to soul, mm-hmm. or R&B, mm-hmm. you know. So that's kind of, and it's kind of more dance hall is kind of sometime could be a, it could be a little X-rated, you know. It could be a little more edgy, you know, than normal. And you have a lot of fiery kind, you know. It's a little bit more fiery, and sometimes the artist could be a little bit more fiery.
Sure.
And and you got a lot of Jamaican culture that's infused in both reggae and in dancehall. Mm-hmm. So you have some things that are traditional that kind of you start hearing infused into the music. That's, you know, I mean, if something is traditional in another country and it's foreign to us, then that's just how we're going to receive it as foreign.
Right.
You know, and and this is the case with dance hall and reggae right now in America, because traditionally in Jamaica they're a little bit more they're not as accepting of LGBT and again lesbian lifestyles and so on. In Jamaica, as opposed to in America,
correct.
You know, and
well, and I'm glad you brought up this idea of the essence of reggae music being about love and acceptance. Mm-hmm. So my question is, when the hateful and violent lyrics come out, are they directed just at gays, or does it transfer over to maybe a gang group that's a rival group, or? Is that even a fair question?
Some of the lyrics and by some of the artists. See, and this is where the misconception happens, because you have selected artists, but these artists happen to be very popular.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, it's kind of a monkey see, monkey do thing. If this guy's popular and he has this as part of his act, and other people, hey, you know, I'm going to institute that and incorporate that into my act. It just so happens that this popular act, this popular artist, main part of his act is talking about the burning of Batiman, which is a derogatory term, mm-hmm. for a gay man or a gay, mm-hmm. person. Mm-hmm. So that had become like the norm.
Uh-huh.
Like it's almost like in hip hop, they say raise your hand in the air and rave them like you just don't care, and everybody does that. Okay, well they have something that's similar. But it says burn and chop down Batiman, burn Batiman and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a few select artists that were doing that. But once they grew in popularity, so did that normal practice,
yeah,
on stage.
Yeah, that whole sentiment.
Yeah. And what it had done over a period of time, it started to hurt the music.
Yeah.
And it also started to hurt people.
Uh-huh. We'll talk more about that as we get on into the show.
Mm-hmm.
And you've made some videos about gay bullying.
Mm-hmm.
And you were actually the star, weren't you, Tyrone?
I guess, yeah. Thank you. I'll take my...
But so, first of all, was it a fun experience for you? And what has been how has it been received?
I'm quite well, because it has opened a lot of eyes, because there's a thing on the web, I think Dan Savage did It Gets Better. Mm-hmm. So they have incorporated that video in their It Gets Better. So a lot of people is starting to see that it's not only like Americans, because now they see that as a Jamaican and as a reggae artist, we are actually standing for something now, because they say reggae music never used to stand for nothing. So now they actually see us standing for something. They see that we are trying now to overcome what others has made bad for others. We are trying to show people that that's not the way. This is the right way, and we are trying to save lives, which is very important, because a lot of kids out there, they are very, very vulnerable, and they have nowhere to go. Mm-hmm. And when they're fighting with their inner feeling and fighting with themselves, and somebody comes along and bully them, they don't know what to do. So what they do, they go do suicide. And we cannot allow that. We cannot lose our youths because of somebody else acting dumb and not trying to help. Instead of they try to instigate and try to help. And we are trying to open people's eyes that being gay is not wrong. We're trying to show people that.
Yeah, let's play a little excerpt of that just to give people. They may have already heard it and not even really realized.
In the arms of the angel, far away from here, may they find me comfort here. Healing is wrong. Listen to the words of my song. Healing, no, 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 that it's wrong. That me have to mention. Healing is wrong. Listen to the words of my song. Healing, no, 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 that it's wrong. No matter if you a man or woman. Oh, what a gwan is me a mention. Healing, no, 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 that is wrong. Too many young kids are that on a hide. Scared to be gay, taking for a ride. Lonely and desperate, nobody by them side. Crying out for help, nobody by them side. Tired to get the bully, them lose them pride. They hold it in them march and it's commit suicide. Here bullying is wrong. Listen to the words of my song. Listen. Here bullying, no, 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 that it's wrong. That me have to mention. Listen to the words of my song. Give bullying, no, 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 that it's wrong. No matter if you a man or woman. Parents, parents, pay attention. Check on your child, find out what is wrong. If your child is withdrawn, ask question. Do not assume, look at their action. Mental bullying in a serious affliction. That is hate and discrimination. Give bullying have to stop, we need to take a stand. To have give feeling, that is not wrong. Give bullying is wrong. Listen to the words of my song. Give bullying, no, 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 that it's wrong. That me have to mention. Give bullying is wrong. Listen to the words of my song. Give bullying, no, 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 that it's wrong. No matter if you a man or woman. Look at Tyler Clemente and Asha Brown, Joseph Hoover and Billy Lucas, said Walsh and Brandon Dinner. These young men we need to remember. All of them are victims of gay bullying. Tyler commit suicide and when the video in. Bullying gay teenagers should be a crime. We need a law in place. Adopt them to sign.
Just a reminder that you are listening to KRCB-FM in Santa Rosa. This is Outbeat Music, and we also want to remind you that we are in the middle of our spring pledge drive. We encourage your support. You can go to www.krcb.org/donate and make your pledge.
Your grandma and my grandma sitting by the radio. My grandma sent to your grandma. KRCB's okay to you. Hey now,
hey now,
hey now,
hey now.
KRCB FM 91.1 and 90.9.
KRCB FM.
Hey now,
hey now,
hey now,
hey now.
KRCB FM.
And welcome back. We're talking with reggae artist Mista Major P, along with Tyrone Ingram, also an artist and performer who works with Mr. Major P. We have been discussing the differences in cultures with respect to the Jamaican culture and our own, which actually is not so very different sometimes with regard to the LGBT experience and bullying and prejudices and the homophobia that exists and is so institutionalized within the culture and within the institutions within the culture. I wanted to kind of address that, you know, because when we think of the Jamaican lifestyle, we, as Americans, we think of party things and rum drinks and dances and beaches. And yet Jamaica as a country is very deeply religious and is rooted in a lot of conservative thinking. Is the gay experience there much different than what it is here? If you're a gay man there, do you suffer harsher treatment than if you're a lesbian woman in Jamaica?
Well, in Jamaica, as a gay man, you'll have it harder than being it's more, Jamaica more accept women as lesbians than guys as being gay. For some reason, they're more prejudicial towards a gay man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because if they find out that you're... One of the things that I've noticed in Jamaica, when I used to live in Jamaica, I had a gay person, he grew up in my community, but he would never be harmed. But if another gay person from another area who doesn't live in my area comes into my area, then he'll get armed. So it's strange. If you grow up gay in Jamaica and live in that community, they don't bug you.
Mm-hmm.
But once you come from another community and comes into that community, they'll hurt you, and it's strange. And if they know that you're a lesbian, they don't bug you. But if they know that you're a gay man, they'll hurt you, and they'll hurt you real bad.
Uh-huh. That's sad to hear. What about transgenders? Do they receive different treatment at all, or?
Is it the same in Jamaica? It's the same. But the thing is, most transgender, they tend to stay like uptown or more closely to you know, like the club scene here where it's well lit and they're more protected.
Mm-hmm.
So it's harder to really hurt a trans gender person than somebody who is openly gay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they'll more go after that person. For some reason, there's some strange occurrences in Jamaica, what they accept and what they don't accept in Jamaica.
Sure.
A lot of it has to do with just miseducation.
Uh-huh. We talked a little bit about that.
Yeah. I want to say that as an artist, you know, I mean, I'm open to a lot of things. And I perform anywhere. I mean, I just love to be on stage, you know. And I'll share this, that the first Pride, the first Pride Festival that they ever had in Oakland, I performed on. And that was probably about maybe about 7-8 years ago, maybe 9, who knows. But I know it was within the last 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Since then, you know, they revamped it, and anyway, it's going full steam ahead now. But the point I'm making is that when I performed there, there was no, I felt no backlash or anything from the gay community. And this backlash that's coming out of reggae music and coming out of the gay community, where they're meeting head on, and this is something that just kind of you know, came to a head in like the last few years, and it's kind of like really boiling over and kind of now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it really started coming to a head like these last couple of years, where in Oakland they have a music series that's called the Ragamuffin Tour. And last year, There's a popular artist named by the name of Capleton out of Jamaica that last year they removed him from the show amidst of a lot of, you know, protest and whatnot. You know, they the LGBT groups really came out in droves and they really, I mean, they protested and protested to where they had to actually take him off the show. But he is also one of the artists that promotes a lot of what we call murder music and a lot of anti-gay lyrics and you know, a lot of homophobias in his music. And when if you talk to these guys, they're kind of hard to reach. Mm-hmm. You know, they're kind of stiff-necked. And my how I feel is if you're going to consider yourself an international artist and you're going to go from this country to that country to that country to that country, you better know what's going on in that country before you get there. Because I see a lot of artists come here and the venues in which they're getting booked or in which they desire to get booked are owned by gays and lesbians.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, and it's kind of a conflict of interest when you're here performing and you're spewing out anti-gay lyrics and the very venue that you're in is owned by gays and lesbians or mm-hmm. someone who is gay or lesbian or whatever or a group or whatever, and you're not to mention your audience.
Absolutely.
You know, the people that, you know, that's kind of in the club while you're performing, you know, so think about how back they're going to be.
Sure,
you
sure.
know, it's like, you know, I don't want people leaving after I've performed and leaving scratching their head wondering why was I saying all those mean things to them?
Yeah.
And they come in to support me.
Absolutely.
You know, and you know, I just think personally, I think it's bad for business for reggae artists, for these type of artists that come in and they hurt a lot of good artists out here that you know, that are still singing about love and unity and different and other social ills, mm-hmm. you know, and other social, you know, there's other social things on the agenda that we could be discussing and singing about that will upbuild people rather than tear someone down.
Sure. Yeah. And that's a great segue into this topic called murder music. Let's play track 7 of just a little bit called Done With It, which deals a little bit with that. Again, this is from the Tolerance CD.
In the arms of the angel, far away from here, may they find me comfort near. Pulling is wrong. Listen to the words of my song. Song. Give bullet in and no, 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 that it's wrong. No matter if you a man or woman. Oh, what a gwan is me a mention. Give bullet in and no, 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 that it's wrong. Too many young kids are that on the hide. Scared to be gay, taking for a ride. Lonely and desperate, nobody by them side. Crying out for help, nobody by them side. Tired to get the bullet.
I want to ask you about the power of music to affect social change. And that brings us into this topic of murder music, which was new to me until I started to research a little bit of this. But there is a worldwide campaign called Stop Murder Music. And there's also a Reggae Compassionate Act that's in place as well. Mm-hmm. And essentially what they're doing is urging the music industry to not promote a certain group of artists who spew out these violent and hatred lyrics uh-huh. toward the gays. Talk to us a little bit about that.
If I could say something.
Sure.
I'm glad you touched on that because I do what's called the Scene Music Series. And I've been actually, the Scene Music Series is a nonprofit free benefit concert series of world reggae soul music, but it generally is reggae. And when I'm promoting it, it's promoted more so as a reggae festival. And I've just noticed over the years, over the last couple of years in particular, that more people are kind of more backing off of reggae music. They're backing off of reggae music because of what a lot of the other popular artists are doing, and primarily artists that are in deep roots reggae, which has kind of changed the whole message of the genre has kind of changed, and I don't know where that influence came from, because like I was saying, like we were saying earlier, how, you know, when you thought of reggae music, you thought of, the worst part of reggae music was probably someone smoking ganja. Mm-hmm, you know, that was mm-hmm. the, you know, that was a big thing back in the '70s and the '80s, and that's what, you know. And other than that, it was always love and unity, and peace among among every man, every type of people. Mm-hmm. Where this murder music came from is the influence from gangsta rap and the meshing of the popularity of gangsta rap in Jamaica, and of course dancehall, which is just dance, you know, more dancey and upbeat reggae. Mm-hmm. And just those rhythmic. Two meshed. So it's like, it's almost like gangster reggae, so to speak.
Wow.
They're still roots reggae. They're still regular reggae artists. So there's a confusion going here now because of this murder music. Because when people say, you're anti-gang, you're homophobic, and I'm saying, well, where did that come from? You know, I mean, I performed at a lot of LGBT events, and I have a lot of gay and lesbian friends. I know. In fact, I just did a write-up on Brandy Martell, who was murdered in Oakland. She was a personal friend of mine, and I was wondering why the community was not coming out in droves, and because she was a transgender. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering, well, why is this under the radar, and what's going on? And we, you know, before this type of incident happened again, there are some voices that need to be raised, you know, and especially in the volatile downtown Oakland area at night. It gets really ugly. Yeah. And, you know, there's a big gay community there, and there's a big party community that happen. I mean, it's a big party atmosphere that happens in downtown Oakland, where a whole bunch of different groups are mixing at the same time, and you have your gangster type people and so on, and all these different, this powder keg, you know, something needs to be done, because this the Brandy Martell murder was was like the final straw.
Right.
So, you know, something needs to be done. And I guess we deal with the city leaders and so forth on dealing with that. But this could happen in any city.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, getting back to the reggae and the murder music, is that it's me as a promoter and a person that works with, as a singer, as a promoter, and as a person that works with other artists. We're kind of starting to get the door slammed in our face, and said, hey, wait a minute, we don't perform murder music. I'm just a reggae artist. Where did this come from? How did the two get to be associated with the one? Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, how did the two come together and everybody's associated with, you know, you're anti-gay, or you're a murder music singer. And it's like, no, that's not what reggae music is all about.
Right.
It's just this newfangled stuff. So people need to really, you know, give it two looks. Mm-hmm. and see exactly what you're looking at before you, you know, I mean, just like the reggae artists who sing in the murder music, they need to get to know gays and lesbians before they start passing their judgment.
Right.
And by the same token, before gays and lesbians start saying, oh, reggae music, oh no, he's a hater, he hates gays and lesbians, well, they need to do a little bit more research as well. Everybody needs to open their eyes and ears, and really, and more so their heart and their understanding concerning
right.
this issue.
And that's a lot about education, which both of you are attempting to do. Mm-hmm. You know, it comes through all forms of media, and just the mere fact that you have the courage to stand up and say, I am who I am, and this is what I do. You've written a letter. We're kind of running down out of time because we could go another hour with all of this. But you have written a letter, Mr. Major P, to Bruce Golding, who is the Prime Minister of Jamaica. Let's play just a little bit of that. We'll play an excerpt of a statement that he made and then go right into a little bit of the track that you wrote as a response to what he said.
Okay.
Yes. Do you, in the future, want to live in a Jamaica where a gay man or a gay woman can be in the cabinet?
Sure, they can be in the cabinet, not mine.
Well, they can't be in yours.
Not mine.
No, but do you want to live in a Jamaica where they can?
That comment you utter was not proper. You are the leader of Jamaica. Bruce Golding. Write you this letter, make me write you this letter. Time for your leader and stop for love. Write you this letter, make me write you this letter. That's why Jamaica is under so much pressure. Write you this letter, boy, write you this letter. Open up your eyes and address this matter. Write you this letter, make me write you this letter. Stop the gay bashing in Jamaica. That statement for your man was not correct. You know.
And that was to Bruce Golding, then, the Prime Minister. Has he responded at all?
I know I haven't heard anything from the Prime Minister, but I've heard from people in Jamaica in general. You know, like they're saying, what's going on with Mr. Major P? Mr. Major P, don't come back to Jamaica. Don't come to Kingston. We're going to do you this and we're going to do you that. But I'm not worried.
Mr. Major P, in my opinion, and is one of the most progressive reggae artists on the scene today.
I would agree.
And he is definitely tackling subjects that should be dealt with and should be talked about. Music is supposed to soothe you, and it's supposed to be about people uniting, especially reggae music. My whole experience, reggae music was about unity. When I think reggae music, I think unity. And I think people coming together, not people shutting each other off and or encouraging to hurt the next person. That's not what reggae music is. It's not what it has ever been. And I don't know how it got to that point. And I think artists that sing that type of music, that ought to be classified in maybe another genre. They ought to have their own little genre, or maybe just, we don't want to stop their civil rights or their liberties, whatever.
Yeah, their
freedom of expression. But when you start talking about taking someone's life or doing bodily harm to somebody, that's a different story.
Absolutely.
When you're encouraging your listeners to actually participate in something like that, that's kind of deep.
But you know what I want to say too? I kind of blame the gay community in some ways too. Because one of the reasons when all this junk used to be coming out from the reggae artists, they should have put a stop to it. They should have killed that root. They should have not let it grown.
Yeah.
They let it flourish, thinking it was going to go away by itself. But instead of it going away, it grew and it grew and it started to overwhelm the gay community. And as the gay community, they cannot afford to let this happen again. Now you have a voice in the reggae community. The gay community need to come out now and strengthen that voice.
Mm-hmm.
And let their voices be heard, because unity is strength. And that's what we are trying to do. If I'm trying to unify the gay community and show them that, just like with President Barack Obama came out and said he supports gay marriage, the gay community need to be 100% behind Barack Obama. So whatever is happening doesn't overwhelm the gay community anymore. It's about time the gay community stand up, stop being, because that's one thing that hurt me. The gay community, sometimes they let people bully them like they're not in this world. I need the gay community to stop, stand up. We are all one. We are the same flesh. We are the same blood. The gay community got a voice. Please use your voice. Do not be bullied. Because that's one of the things in the gay community. A lot of, when you see a gay person and you see a straight person, the gay person tend to be timid and backing away. And like he think he's not human. You are human. Please stand up whatever is on your mind, stand up and say it. Stand up, because sometimes a bully, when you stand up to that bully, he runs away. And 99.9% of the time, these reggae artists, they're all bullies. And you just have to stand up to them. Stand up. Don't let them come in your community and tell you no more that you should be burnt and you should be killed. No. Stand up and tell them, no, we are all the same. We are one. That's what I want the gay community to be. Be unified. Stand up. Stand up. Be proud. That's what I want you guys to do. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. I want you guys to do that. Just stand up and be. Just stand up and say, no, we are not going to be bullied no more. We are not going to take this no more. That's all I want the gay community to do.
I'm gonna we vote are not gonna for you. That's what I'm going to do.
And we've been listening to an interview with Mr. Major P. He is the reggae artist, a.k.a. the Maverick. He's a great guy. He's gives a great interview, and he's a tremendous advocate for all things important to us as a global family and in making a better world. Do take the time to check out his website. It is Mista, M-I-S-T-A, Major, M-A-J-A-H-P, like pride, .com. MistaMajorP.com. Next week on Outbeat Collage, Gary and I will be talking with Robin Bramhall and Ellen Mermont Silver. They are the ladies from We Mean It Productions, and they are the co-hosts of this year's Pride Comedy event at the Wells Fargo Center. We'll also hear from Marga Gomez, one of the headlining comedians of this year's show. And again, I want to say thanks for spending some time with us this evening. I am Michaela Kennan, and as always, I want to wish you a wonderful week ahead. Do be real, do be remarkable, and always do keep a song in your heart. I'll see you next time.
Just remember one thing. Hey. Reggae music is love and unification. It's not about hate and discrimination. We need love and we need tolerance. Reggae artists and kids need to have a balance. Love and we need tolerance. From here to bigotry, we need deliverance. We need love and we need tolerance. Reggae artists and kids need to have a balance. We need love and we need tolerance. From here to bigotry, we need deliverance. A lot of reggae artists, them are hypocrites. Music them sing, it is not fit. Bashing gay people, forget our credit. Talk about righteousness, that is a myth. Murder from them out, and that them a spit. Bout killing gay people and a line in their pocket. Yes, need to take a stand and stop their profit. Get up and protest the murder music. We need love and we need tolerance. Reggae artists and gays need to have a balance.
Remember, it is your pledge that keeps KRCB on air and in your radio and in your on your computer, streaming live at krcb.org. We are your North Bay Public Media. It is KRCB FM, Windsor, Santa Rosa, news, arts, and ideas where you are. Do find us at streaming worldwide at krcb.org or on Comcast channels 961 and 202. Stay tuned for Moyers and Company.
We need love, we need tolerance. Reggae artists and kids need to have a balance. Love, we need tolerance. From here to bigotry, we need deliverance. We need love, we need tolerance. Reggae artists and kids need to have a balance. We need love. Before and after, I've talked before. Love and unity used to come through the door. Now all we are here in case of today. Boom, bye, bye, in a game on it. Murder music need to stop. It need to cease like meat in a freezer. It need to freeze. Leave gears alone. I just come, but that